Rosecrans and Caramel. I don't imagine he's around. Had one man who sat up all night at the telephone.
What about?
They had a spare bed.
And the night man probably picked me up and called me and had me out there. I had one man who sat up all night at the telephone.
What about Jake Camel? What kind of guy was he?
Jake was a stocky, sandy, solid type, gruff, he had a lot of front, not too much back.
Yeah. Yeah. He had a daughter.
I can't remember his daughter.
Well, apparently he had a daughter who's still around. I can't get her name. I thought maybe he might have.
There was another police captain there who had been captain along with Rosecrans and Caramel. I don't imagine he's around. I mean, I don't imagine he has any relatives around who would remember it. He was there and probably didn't know all about it.
Did you ever have any reason to believe, or did you ever hear that Jake was a member of the Klan?
Oh, yes, he was.
You knew he was.
So were most of the officials.
The public officials?
Yes. Democrat and Republican. I remember an election not long after that, maybe just before, the city clerk, Lou Tukey, a Republican, won by about 15 or 16,000. Sheriff, the Democrat, won by an almost identical majority. Two, the Republican and the Democrat, and they both got the same number of votes, almost identical.
Bert White?
No, Bert was earlier.
I talked to one of the people who had been active in law enforcement later on, who thought that Jake could have done a lot more than what he did.
Yeah, that was the opinion at the time. That Jake just threw open the doors to them.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you know any of these people at all? I mean, had you...
The defendants?
Yeah.
No.
Best I can determine is Lennon was a taxi cab driver, and
name sounds familiar.
Asia Davis was a music teacher, or played in a band or something. The rest of them, Philip Boyd is still there. He was a defendant, a lynch mob defendant.
Did you ever talk to him?
I'm supposed to see him next week. Matter of fact, I'll tell you. He ran with me on the ticket this last time. He ran as a councilman.
He did.
Yes, isn't that fascinating? And I never knew that. I've known him for a long time. And I was talking to Jack Edwards the other day. And Jack Edwards said, "Well, you know who that is, don't you?" And it never crossed my mind. And I said, no, I don't know him doing it. He said, well, you ought to. You ran on the ticket with him last year. And I said, are you kidding me? And he said, no. So.
Zach is a character.
Yes, he is. Jack is, do you ever know of a place called Cohen's down next to Shapiro's? Ever remember that?
Here?
Don't remember.
Well, Jack claims he was in there that night, having a little Jasper Dew, which was...
he didn't have to come down here.
He came down to Municipal League, he said. And that's where he heard about the doings at Marion. And he called on the telephone from a place there called Cohen's, found out what happened, went back. He claims he didn't know anything about it. So I don't know what he did or not, but some people think he did, of course. I think that was the reason he was out of town.
Telling Jack how devious he always has been, I would swear that was the reason.
Well, it doesn't fit too. It doesn't fit
I mean,
too well.
I would swear that he knew about it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Got out.
There's an article in one of these papers, and I don't recall which one, Lowell, that this thing was kind of hatched up or planned or promulgated in a pool room there up on the square. Do you remember anything about that?
No. I don't remember. Okay. I don't remember hearing.
Yeah.
It might have escaped my memory.
Okay. Is there any other things that you can think of that might be helpful in any way? People you may have seen or that I might look up or...
People I knew were conspicuous by their absence around there when I got there.
Yeah.
I didn't run across many people that I knew. I don't remember any police being around the scene at the time.
Let me just run down some names here briefly, and you can just... Many of them you probably would have no reason to know. Robert C. Anderson.
Was he a newspaper man?
Yeah. I think he was... I think he was with one of the wire services then. Maybe.
He might have been, yes.
Okay. Do you have any idea what... Is he deceased? Do you know, or... did you know the Baileys?
You might find out by checking with the with the secretaries at the Star, right outside Early's office. Right.
Did you know the Baileys at all? Dr. Bailey and his wife, Marion Black Doctor?
I remember there was a Black Doctor, but I don't remember his name.
Okay. Frank Ball, that's Mary Ball's father. They called him Hoot.
No.
Do you recall Mary Ball's mother's name, by any chance? You wouldn't, I don't think. Arthur Bonner, he was a private investigator hired by the Attorney General. Did you ever meet him? Can't find much about him either. Did you ever hear the name of William Spuds Bernal? Thurman Biddinger.
Yes.
He's an attorney.
Cleveland State Legislature.
Okay. Frank Brandon.
Yes, he was a former police chief. He was police chief when Cannell was captain.
Did you see him when you were there by any chance? Do you know?
I probably did. I think he was police chief at the time.
Drysdale Brannan.
Yeah.
What do you know about him?
Oh, Dry came from Hartford City to the Chronicle, and I think it was Hartford City, and became managing editor, married Frenchie, Frenchie Brannan, and
Is that what they called him?
No. No, his wife is...
Oh, I was going to say, his wife...
His wife was named French.
Yeah, yeah.
His father's name was French.
Yeah, she's still alive.
Yes.
Yeah.
She's a nice girl.
Yeah, I plan to see her.
Kind of a... You can catch her in... But she's so
pretty. Yeah, that's what I hear. Well, what kind of guy was he?
Brandon?
Yeah.
I hardly know... I don't know anything against him. I just never knew him very well.
I see.
He came to the paper after I left Chronicle.
He apparently was around while all this was going on and doing some reporting on it pretty up close and pretty much in depth. It appeared apparently as a juror in before the grand jury, or a witness before the grand jury, and several... these trials he was in. It was very interesting. I was wondering how a newspaper man would be in that getting that position, but so was the prosecutor and so was the sheriff. They all made speeches there at the jail, apparently, you know, trying to quiet the crowd. And, you know, it'd be pretty hard put, stand there and look out over a crowd of people and then later on be a prosecutor and say, he didn't see anybody.
Who was prosecuted, you remember?
Harley Hardin.
Oh, yes. Belva Hardin was his daughter, the one I talked to that morning before I came back. I saw her.
Oh, is that right? Is she still living, do you know?
She might be. She would be 75 years old.
Belva Hardin.
She probably isn't. She was very, very fat. Probably died of heart trouble.
What about
she married?
What about Robert L. Brokenbur? Did you know ever know he was an attorney here in town, black attorney.
Yes, I was going to say, what was he doing in Marion?
Well,
he
was a lawyer for one of the defendants later on.
Yes, I remember Robert L. Brokenbur very well.
All right. Let's see. John L. Brown.
Yes, he was a lawyer. His father was... You see, he was a lawyer. I mean, his son later was a lawyer.
Right. Okay, I thought maybe some of these might jog your memory on something.
Brown is condo on Brown. Well,
Frank Butterworth?
Yes, he was my neighbor.
He was what?
My neighbor when I lived on Spencer Avenue.
Uh-huh.
Frank L. Butterworth.
Herbert Cameron.
I don't remember Herbert Cameron. I knew the Cameron. I knew Dr. Cameron. And a boy and a daughter and a son. I can't think who Herbert.
Do you know, did you know L.O. Chasey?
Yes, he was a farm bureau representative, and then he was a legislator.
And an assistant to the governor. They called him Al?
Yeah.
Al. What kind of guy was he?
I don't remember.
Do you have any reason to believe he was a member of the Klan?
Probably was.
Yeah.
If he was in public office.
He was from Marion, wasn't he?
Yes. I remember when I was on the Chronicle, the Klan was at its height, and Albert Hall, the congressman, one of the formerly, the press room foreman, I only had two or three men. Four, maybe. He came up one day and he said that my dues had been paid in the Ku Klux Klan with by Mr. Hall. And I said, who? And he said, Albert. And the congressman. And he kept insisting that I go up to the meeting, which was over. Plumbing shop at 25th in Washington. On the northeast corner, there's a hall above it. And I talked to the boss, and he said, go ahead and see what you can see. And I went up, and we were kept in the front room, but the door was open into the hall. And I looked in there, and I saw the sheriff making a speech. And office holders all over the place.
Was that Jake Campbell? There was
no.
another sheriff.
No. Well, this was before Campbell became sheriff.
Yeah, I think those times they had 2-year terms, I believe.
See, I left Marion in 1927.
Yeah.
And I saw all I wanted to see, and I became uneasy. And I wanted to go out and get some cigarettes, so I went out and I didn't go back. I didn't write anything about it.
Oh, my.
But they didn't want anything. But they wanted to know who was there.
Did you know O.D. Clawson?
Lawyer, yeah.
Judge?
Yeah. He was a lawyer and became that later.
Yeah. Okay, Billy Connors. Did you see him that night anytime or hear anything about him that you recall, Lowell?
No.
Apparently he was around the jail, or maybe made a speech to the crowd. I can't.
Billy was quite a character. He drunk one night, and he was on the way to Huntington, and he ran into a truck loaded with sheep. He ruined his Cadillac, and damn near killed him.
Oh, my. He was kind of a show business kind of guy, I guess,
yes,
huh?
Yes, he had the theater there. I forget which theater it was. Marion, I think.
Dressed pretty flashy?
Oh, yes. He was